Well, as we've been reporting this week on Breakfast, the aged care sector says it is being kept in the dark about the coronavirus vaccine rollout and wants to know, in their words, what the hell is going on? Those were the words used by one not-for-profit aged care provider yesterday. Many of you felt compelled to get in contact with us after that interview to share your accounts and experiences inside and around the aged care sector. Our reporter Eleni Salters has listened to your stories and sought some answers.
Chris Marmarillas, the CEO of aged care provider Widden, didn't mince his words when he told RN Breakfast yesterday what the federal government should be doing right now with the COVID vaccine rollout.
Forget about politics, just be transparent and tell us what the hell is going on.
He runs 23 aged care homes in New South Wales and Queensland and says more than half of the 1,800 aged care residents at his facilities are still waiting for a vaccine. And as for staff, he's got no idea when they will be inoculated.
I was asked the other day by one of the team members, what's happening? When are we getting vaccinated? And as a CEO, I can't answer that question.
And aged care staff and residents are hoping the pace of the rollout picks up.
I think the capacity to do more is there, but they've just got to get better organised.
86-year-old Merle Mitchell lives in a Melbourne aged care home. She says her facility only just came out of lockdown a week ago and no one has been vaccinated yet.
I think everybody would feel much more relaxed if we had had the vaccination. We are out of lockdown, so people are very fearful that if they actually take the advantage of being out of lockdown, that they could actually get sick by picking up things when they go out. And I think that's a shame.
Andrew's father is in his mid-90s and is in an aged care home in Adelaide. He doesn't want to use his full name because he doesn't want his father identified. He's frustrated that no one can tell him when his father will get the vaccine.
There doesn't seem to be an obvious plan. The people I've spoken to, both at the care provider, the head office of the care provider, don't seem to have a clear sense of there being a plan. The notice they get is 2 weeks in advance of upcoming homes to be vaccinated, and they've all expressed a considerable frustration at the lack of transparency about the process.
How is your dad feeling about all of this?
Well, he's nervous, as I'm sure a lot of residents are, but it's not just the residents that I'm concerned about, it's also the staff. Originally, when this was announced, the plan was supposedly, at least, to vaccinate staff as well as residents at the same time. It now seems that the plan, to the extent there is one, is focused on the residents, but not the staff. And when one considers that the staff are the people who will, should they get infected, bring it into the home, it's very concerning.
The Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says there have been more than 920,000 vaccinations administered nationally, but he didn't give specific numbers for the aged care sector.
Significantly, we see with our aged care, we're now at 969 clinics, which have been conducted in residential aged care facilities for first doses and another 390 for second doses, with significant numbers being carried out today and during the course of the rest of the week.
The Federal Health Department told RN Breakfast on Tuesday that more than 111,000 vaccinations have been administered to aged care residents, but the department is yet to confirm how many staff have received a vaccine. Jennifer Deschamps is an aged care worker in Ballina in the New South Wales Northern Rivers region, an area that was recently on high alert following the Brisbane outbreak.
Every time there is a lockdown, which we've just gone through again, the stress levels have just gone through the roof for the residents. You know, they can't see their family, they can't see them physically, especially over Easter. It was very devastating.
So how would you assess the morale of staff and residents?
Well, hypertense, I would say.
She says no one at her facility has been vaccinated yet, including staff.
We would just like to know when. But then you do feel a bit frustrated when, you know, you got given a date, then that got cancelled, then you got given another date, but then that gets cancelled. Then you're walking around in a limbo. But we're getting told that it's all working, it's all going, it's all on time, but no one has got a definite timeline.
Patricia Sparrow is the CEO of Aged and Community Services Australia. She says she's been disappointed with the rollout.
What we really need now is a really clear plan, both to finish ensuring that our residents are vaccinated, but also to be really clear about vaccination for these key critical staff. You know, I'm disappointed for aged care. I think the community is disappointed more broadly, and that's why I've got to focus now on getting it right.
We've ticked well over 6 weeks now. Is patients running out for the aged care sector?
We need it to happen quicker, absolutely.
How tricky is this time period right now, considering you have to now administer flu vaccines in aged care facilities?
It's a critical time period now, and we need to be able to plan and manage. There are timing issues around first and second doses of the COVID vaccine and then the distance between having COVID vaccine and flu. So now's a critical time and we need to be able to get on and plan that, that we can work around and make sure that our residents and our workers are protected against both COVID and the flu.
That's Patricia Sparrow there, CEO of Aged and Community Services Australia, ending that report by Eleni Soltis.